At center ice, it's Bobby Orr. Marcotte off for tripping. Orr going through a shot. Oh! And Bobby Orr has scored a shorthanded goal for the Bruins.
Oh, gosh. My first memory of a pair of skates, probably outdoors, when we were real small, I was told we had a rink at the side of our house, which my dad built. Very small, but I skated there. God, my first memory wouldn't be till what I can recall now, till going indoors for the first time, and I would have been probably 5 or 6. It's a big time.
Here's Magnuson to Makita. Makita circles, blocked by Orr, and clears for Philip Pozzetto. A great defensive move by Orr.
I loved it. I mean, I loved to play even when I was a baby. I always wanted to have a stick in my hand, I'm told. I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, Howie. But I'm told I always wanted to have a stick in my hand, and I was always playing hockey. And as I get older, I can start remembering practicing my shot and a few little road trips and the indoor rink and playing on the bay and playing on the river. And that's really where we all learned how to play hockey, on the river in the parking lot. We used to have a school rink, which we would go early in the morning and flood and then skate at recess and skate after school. I can remember those days, which was always fun, but it was just a group of kids, no coaches, and we had a blast. And that's really where we learned how to play the game. If you didn't learn to handle the puck or learn to skate, it wasn't much fun. Just going up and down. But we always had a great group. I mean, we had our issues, like kids do, but we had a great time. It didn't matter where we played.
8 seconds.
I was a Leaf fan. I lived in Parry Sound, which was just north of Toronto, and we got hockey, Foster U at Hockey Night in Canada every Saturday night. So I really was a big Leaf fan. Tim Horton, being a defenseman, Alan Stanley, and Carl Brewer, all those great Leaf defensemen. So I really was a Leaf fan and really enjoyed watching those guys.
From a young age, Orr dreamed of wearing the Maple Leaf. And unlike most of his peers, his dreams were attainable.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure I even thought that. I just loved being with my friends. Even, when I was scouted by the Bruins, they weren't there scouting me. They were there scouting somebody else. They found me by mistake or watched me play by mistake because we were playing in a playoff against Gananoque. Even when Ren Blair started to hang around Parry Sound, Ren was going to be the general manager of Oshawa, and that's where they wanted me to go to play. I was hockey great. I mean, I get a chance to play hockey. I was understanding my dream was to play in the NHL, and I was understanding the steps. In those days, it was junior hockey. There wasn't a lot of college hockey, but I had no interest in college in those days. And it was junior hockey, and that was the direction. That was the way you would go in those days. So, I was starting to say, geez, maybe I can realize my dream. But did I know I was going to make it? No. I mean, there were 6 teams, so many players, all I knew, I was doing something I loved to do. I had a great love for it. I had a great passion for it.
At the ripe old age of 14, Bobby began his junior career with the Oshawa Generals. It was a long way from Parry Sound. So long, in fact, that his mother insisted he stay at home in his first season.
Oh, in those days, with the highways and everything, that's a 3-hour, more than 3-hour. It could be a 3-hour. And if it were snowing, it was... We used to play a lot of our games in Toronto, too, in my first year in the Metro Junior A, because the 2 Toronto teams played out of Maple Leaf Gardens. And I would go Friday night and come back Sunday. And we would play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Sunday night, come home after the Sunday game. She wouldn't let me go the first year, so I commuted. And again, my dad worked more than one job, as my mother did. So we were working, so thank God we had friends who would chauffeur me, get me to the ranks and so on and so forth. So, but that small community, that's what it was like. There was always a lot of support, and with our coaches, great volunteers. So that small community thing, and in those days, most of the players came out of those types of communities, and ours was just a wonderful group. There was a wonderful group in the town and great volunteers, and chauffeured me around, and they were very helpful.
A standing ovation from this capacity crowd at Boston Garden for number 4, Bobby Orr.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.